I think also too, a lot of it just came to what I was interested in, and that brought the diversity of friends, right? So I wasn't your cookie cutter varsity athlete who was all about sports. I was interested in band, but I was also interested in student government, and I was interested in debate, but I was also interested in art. And so a lot of my interests then fueled the community that I built, where to your point, right, I could sit at any lunch table comfortably because I hadn't box myself into this singular identity. But honestly, it also early on in my life made it clear to me how the importance of being able to talk to different people from different backgrounds and just the beauty in that diversity. And so for me, I love being at a table where I know the least because I get to learn the most.
So I always want everyone to have that balance. But we're also in many ways a startup. So You gotta put in what you get out, right? I always say that, like, you wanna be super successful in life, you gotta, it takes a lot. Most people aren't just born into it or super lucky. I wasn't, I think I was pretty lucky in certain ways, but I wasn't born into it. I think that there's plenty of time to relax, hopefully. And I'm always trying to get that balance. It's just coming a little later than I want.
The one thing that I think kept me really going was just, that made it easier was that this was my choice, right? Life didn't happen to me. Nothing happened to me. And I was not feeling sorry for myself because I chose this. And I said, I chose this. And in some really weird way, even amongst all that, I was like, I'm still happier than I was in my previous life doing something that wasn't mine, right?
And over the next month or two, that same conversation came up like a half dozen times with different executives at companies. And so I went to our founder and I said, hey man, there's demand, right? Like they're looking for, they don't quite know how to articulate it, but this is what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And nobody's doing it, let's be in this space. And you know, Steve, you and I are talking today because he decided he wasn't interested.
And so I was able to attract great talent and compete with the bigger agencies because, you know, we were smaller. We tried to do as best we could in terms of benefits and we were very comparable. But at the end of the day, other people, whether they had children or not, they wanted to ride their horses in the morning. They wanted to take a run in the morning. They didn't want to sit in traffic all day. You know, it was really a wonderful lifestyle.
You know, some of the reason for wanting to start a company was to help people grow professionally and to try and create a culture that people were interested in being part of. And because I know that I was a part of other cultures and I derived a lot of pleasure and satisfaction from that. So, and I don't successfully do it all the time, but I would like to create an environment and atmosphere like that. And then I always feel good, and I think most human beings feel good when they're giving.
Yes.
You know, I frequently say to myself, I want to be successful so I can comfortably continue to give.
And that's what I kind of do with employees that are about to become people managers, because it is a huge responsibility.
Yes.
You do not manage the business, you manage the people that manage the business. It is a huge responsibility and it is the make or break, because an engaged employee delivers, you know, so much more. And an engaged employee, you know, employees that have trust with their manager or 3.4 more engaged in their work. So you are important. If you're a manager, you are important. So better get those soft skills to do the job right.
And I think the final thing is valuation is important, but it shouldn't be the defining reason for why you do a deal with somebody.
Okay.
Because I can argue that there are deals that might close at a higher valuation, but where there is an absolute personality clash.
So yeah, I go in and make it at night and then bring it back and put it in my car and stuff. But
and where would you store it? At home, at your apartment, in a freezer? Where was the inventory?
So I launched in December and I was in one of the coldest, one of the coldest parts of Canada. It gets really cold in Ottawa. So I honestly stored it in my car and I drove around with the heat off all winter, which sounds crazy. But that's what I did because I didn't have anywhere else to put it. Yeah.
Now that's a pretty good story right there.
I just called people and begged, and I was like, hey, this is my story. I'm trying to start this brand. You can put it on your website. And like, you try to get people to believe in you. They did $90,000 of work for $6,000. And then I was like, guys, I don't have $6,000. And they saw the pre-launch and they were like, if we can submit this to an award show, then we'll just do it for free. And I was like, sure, you can submit it to an award show.
Great job, Andrew.
In terms of our organization at downtowndenver.com, we have volunteer opportunities as well as opportunities to engage as a member. So we can certainly visit about that.
Oh, so you do you do have volunteer stuff that you don't have to give money. You can just volunteer.
We do. I mean, our volunteer efforts, because we have a small staff, they're generally kind of surrounding our big events and things like that. But we certainly can make those connections. We also have a lot of connections within the downtown community, social service providers, for example, that we'll channel volunteers to.
Same way with the oxytocin. Oxytocin is the love hormone. You feel connected, and then you complement that with a psilocybin microdose, where you're bringing in your awareness on top of that, and then that love connection. It's a really good evening kind of balance that you can step away from work and really step into.
Instead of having a drink, too.
Are you saying I need to do this, like, if I know it's date night with the wife, I need to kind of plan that?
Definitely good for that. 100%. Especially stack the Sunbeam and the Golden Hour together. So take a serving of both at the same time. I can highly recommend that.
Like, consumers are going onto all these marketing platforms trying to find a carpet cleaner, or plumber, or doctor, whatever it is. And what they're getting is a biased list of results where the companies that pay the most are getting bumped up to the top. And those are the ones that are getting recommended by all these platforms versus us little guys that have phenomenal services, but we're oftentimes buried on the bottom of the first or second or third pages back because we can't afford to compete dollar for dollar with the big guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's something wrong with this. Like, I wish everybody could just come to life and talk to these people for just a minute and let them know who we are as human beings. And let them make a more educated decision about who they want to use. And that's where the idea for Pitch 59 came.
My next beer, like, I'm a big craft beer person, so I love that in Colorado we have this great infrastructure for our glass recycling and now aluminum with Ball. But like, this tone of voice that I'm using now, instead of like, yes, you know, there are these terrible working conditions, which is true. And like, it's such a balance because we say ease without apathy. That's one of our company values.
Okay.
Because I want people to be able to, you know, our whole mission is making it easy and convenient for people to shop in alignment with their values, peoples and businesses. And that doesn't mean I want to remove them from the realities of the problems that we're solving. So that's where the without apathy comes in. But it has to be both. It doesn't just get to be like doomsday, shaming people, trick people into making this impact. It's just not going to work.
You know what? The biggest lesson that I think I have is applicable to everybody, no matter what type of a career that they're considering, is that life and career are never going to work out the way you're planning. There is not a single step in my career that worked out the way I planned it, and especially not the last 6 years since I retired from the Air Force. None of that has worked out like I planned it. But wherever you are, just go kick it in the hind end and give it everything you got, and you're going to grow and bloom from there in great ways that you never expected.
And she's like, I need to see you in my office. I'm like, sure. Shit's down across her desk. I'm up front. I'm like, what's up? You're kind of like acting
weird
here, right?
Don't be weird.
Right? And she has this envelope in front of her. I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, here's the deal. We are going to be raided in approximately 2 hours. I'm like, raided? What? And she's like, we're going to go through an FBI raid in approximately 2 hours. And here's what I need you to do. I need you to shred everything in the building. And I need you to let go all of the employees. And I need you to walk out of the building before the 2 hours is up.